Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Big news out of the Illinois legislature yesterday from the House side. Well, no, excuse me, from the Senate side, and maybe the House side next. Man, what a butchered introduction to Heather Sharon for the DailyLine.net. Heather, thank God you are here to help me break down everything that had happened yesterday, and it's continuing to happen. Thanks for joining us on WGN.
I'm happy to be here.
Heather Sharon's the editor of DailyLine.net. You not only do Chicago stuff, but stuff down in Springfield. So walk us through what passed through the Senate yesterday.
Well, it was actually a bunch of bills that set up a vote in the Illinois House on Governor J.B. Pritzker's highest priority, which is the moving the state from a flat income tax where you and I would pay the same as anybody else, regardless if they make a lot more than us or a lot less than us. And that would set income tax rates based on a graduated scale where millionaires and people making more than $250,000 a year would pay more, and people making less than that would pay perhaps a little bit less in state income taxes.
And by the Senate overwhelmingly passing this, it goes to the House, of course, where it has a much more uncertain future. What's the threshold needed? Because this isn't just a Senate House signs it and we're passes it, the governor signs it, and we're done, right? This is a complicated process.
Right. So the flat income tax is actually included in the Illinois Constitution. So this is a constitutional amendment. And if it is, in fact, passed by the House and signed into law by Governor Pritzker, it then sets up a referendum on the November 2020 ballot where voters in Illinois will get to have their say as to whether it should go into effect. So this is just sort of maybe the first step in a really long, complicated process. And also what passed yesterday were a couple of companion bills that would also change the way school districts can levy property taxes, and they tried to change it a little bit from the governor's original proposal to remove what could have resulted in a penalty for married folks.
Are the companion bills things that are also set to be voted on, or are those bills that are passed once they pass the House and signed by the governor, regardless? I mean, there's no input from Illinois residents.
Right. So those bills have a trigger mechanism. They would only go into effect if the constitutional amendment is passed by voters. So they're sort of covering all of their bases here, or at least trying to. So voters won't have to vote on that, but if they do approve the whole package, those bills would automatically go into effect, assuming, of course, that they pass the Illinois House, which, as you mentioned, is less than certain. So we'll have to see.
I mean, the Democrats have big majorities, obviously, in the Senate and the House. Why is it less likely, or at least, less likely than in the Senate to pass?
Well, it's just really complicated, and it's always, difficult for the final, whichever bill that, wherever it starts, it's a two-part process. So taking that final vote and sending it to the governor is always sometimes a little bit more difficult than taking that first vote. And there were certainly concerns that people have raised, and that the graduated income tax is the focus of a great deal of consternation from business supporters who are worried that it will hurt Illinois businesses and that it will encourage wealthy Illinoisans to move elsewhere to sort of avoid paying that additional tax. Although I will cite my colleague's work over at the Better Government Association that showed the last time that Illinois raised income tax rates, it was actually more poor people who moved out of the state than wealthier people.
Obviously we know the pros and cons, and actually the folks from the Illinois Policy Institute are going to be joining me after you, Heather, so I know that they've got a list of cons, of course, that they're going to be talking about, and I'm excited to have that discussion. How much money do they think that this is going to raise in terms of kind of chipping away at this giant hole we're in?
Well, Governor J.B. Pritzker says it would raise about $3.4 billion, and that's really what's necessary, according to the governor, to start righting the state's financial ship. And what those funds the governor has proposed using for would be things like paying down the state's huge pension debt, which is just grows, you know, astronomically every year, as well as to get out from under the bill backlog that was created by the two-year budget impasse under former Governor Bruce Rauner. We're still paying interest on those past due bills, and that, many people have argued, is really dragging down the state's economy and making people a little bit less, you know, certain about the future. So the idea is if we can pay off those bills and get on a clear schedule to repay pension debt, that will help business and give them certainty that additional tax hikes and crises won't follow in the years to come. At least that's the supporters' argument.
$3 billion per year or $3 billion over a certain part of time?
$3.4 billion in total once it starts in 2020. Okay. That would be an annual deal.
Okay. Yeah, because right now we're looking at deficits for the future fiscal years of $3 billion. So it's not like this is going to be a windfall where all of a sudden we can then spend $1 billion extra on our infrastructure across the state.
No, and that's a whole other fight that's still going on in Springfield, whether there will be a capital bill, how that will be funded. Most suggestions are to raise the gas tax in some way, shape, or form, but that is also a big honking item on the General Assembly's to-do list before the session ends May 31st, and it's already May 2nd, if you can believe that.
Yeah. Heather, thanks for at least getting the X's and O's for us. I really appreciate it, okay?
Anytime. Thanks, John.
Heather Sharone, editor of thedailyline.net. Okay, Adam Schuster is going to join us next from the Illinois Policy Institute. We'll be talking about this, and we'd like your thoughts. We already got a text in. Won't this make more people want to leave the state? I imagine Adam and other folks will have opinions on that. So do I, coming up on 720 WGN.